Good morning, everyone. Today we have Steve Jackson, who is going to tell us about his recent trip to the Antarctic. So, Steve, what was it like?
The temperature was about 7 degrees most days, and I found it quite comfortable. You should take warm clothes, though, and you really need a good windproof coat.
Now, tell us a bit about the ship you were on.
It was called the Explorer, and it was built only 3 years ago. The cabins are very small, but I found plenty of cupboard space under the bed.
What were the other passengers like?
Oh, the atmosphere on board between the passengers was really great. The crew really tried to get everyone to mix. I was invited to eat with the expedition leader. He was American.
Did you get seasick at all?
Some of the passengers did. There is a doctor on board, and he gave anyone who needed it an injection for seasickness. Luckily, I didn't need one.
What's your best memory of the trip?
Well, that's hard to say, but probably the best memory is the animals we saw. One day, we visited an island which is famous for its birds. There were 10 of us in a tiny rubber boat.
Did you come across any people apart from your fellow tourists?
Yes, there were some scientists at a research station. There used to be a thriving fishing industry in this area at one time. But all that's left are some deserted buildings.
Did you feel guilty about disturbing such an untouched region?
Well, yes and no. Cruise ships are not allowed to go where they like, and they have to carry scientists to lead the excursions. Only small parties are permitted to land in one area at a time, and you've got to keep away from the wildlife.
Well, thank you for telling us about your trip, Steve.
You're welcome.